Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage. Rob, who plays Loa. And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera. He's still sniffling. You'll hear the fifth podcast member over there making some cooing noises, but well, that's just how it be. Natalie, what's the question of the day?
What is your character's favorite summer memory?
First time Steel took me out on patrol.
Okay. How old were you?
How old was I?
Had your powers come in yet?
Yes.
So 15.
Yes.
Or did your powers come in early? Were you a surge boy?
Had it early, okay. Due to a certain curse that was put on me.
Okay. So like your powers kicked in to save your life?
Basically.
Okay. So how old was that?
When I got the curse?
Yeah.
Just born.
Oh, yeah. So you've had your powers your whole life?
Yeah.
You burned the best in it you were in when you got mad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, you didn't have fire.
No, I was voodoo then.
Yeah, you accidentally hurt people as a kid, yeah. Probably. Okay. So you were like what, 5 years old then when you went on patrol first time? Maybe 10, 5 or 6?
It was more like 10 that I was finally allowed.
Okay.
Because I had to be
strong enough. And
smart enough not to get myself hurt.
You happy?
I'm right, friend.
Okay.
So, Art, you're next.
Well, mine is going to be when my powers came in and I learned that I could manipulate the plants and trip the jocks in the football field.
Yeah. Totally tracks.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out why they kept falling over.
And it was only the assholes. It wasn't just because there are nice jocks.
Yes.
It was the assholes.
Yeah.
Like the
quarterback.
Football. And he ate shit 8 or 10 times that one practice. He's like, what the fuck? And they're like,
take 3 steps back and fall over. Yeah.
And Natalie, what is Mirage's answer?
I was really hoping that you were going to forget about me. I don't think of one.
Summer camp, lawyer school.
What?
Summer camp, lawyer school.
Summer camp,
lawyer school. Like Wade talked about in the and like thing he went to in college.
No, I'm not. No, the summer where we got Murphy.
I thought Murphy was an old cat.
He was not a young cat when they got him.
Okay,
you've had him, what, 10 years now,
mm-hmm.
And he's still fine for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt that your powers kicked in and reinforced his ass.
Mm-hmm.
But just his ass.
The rest of them still frail. That ass, though. Damn. And how old was she when that happened? Oh, you've had him a while, so you were a little kid.
Yeah.
6 or 7 years old?
6, yeah.
Yep. All right. Okay. My favorite was probably, like, my 6 or 7 year old birthday party. Everyone got Super Soakers, and we played at my parents' house. It was, like, all my cousins and friends came over. We had a blast. I think we still had some of those friends. They're old. Actually, no, I think the last one finally cracked. But, yeah. Good times.
So, who remember what happened last time?
Who would like to do the wrap-up? I could do it, or someone else can.
I can do it. Ditto is parsing out all the data on the...
Ditto is, yeah.
Yeah, Ditto. Is parsing out all the information on the Nazi cell... stuff, yes. Best she can.
She's air-gapped right now.
Yes.
And she's like, make sure you check on me.
Yeah, I will check on her. At least in a week. And then the clone of Salvo was basically pre-adopted by...
No, it's official. It was adopted. That the FSA just kind of waved their hands, and there's now papers.
Minerva. Mm-hmm. New name.
Minerva Richards.
And then we did the fourth trial.
For Dravara.
For Dravara.
Which challenged your versatility and intelligence.
Yeah.
Y'all realized you were not as versatile as you thought you were.
Especially the DM when he realized that he was...
Mistaken
on my...
But here's the thing. That is going to happen again.
Yeah, I know.
So, versatility is very important. And y'all have been specializing.
Hi.
Hi, Fireboy.
And Radiant.
And you have a cold dagger, which we figured out hits a little bit harder than your punch.
Nope, slightly less by die size.
Oh, because it just
costs.
Because it doesn't give an extra d4. It just does all cold damage.
Yep.
Which is better
because it's a monk weapon.
Which is better in most situations.
Yep. But because I'll hit for two types of damage, which may or may not always be good.
Correct.
So I hold on to it, but
yeah.
If I want to do more damage and neither is resistant, fire is the better option because it's a higher punch die.
All right, and that's what happened. Oh, and they got the prize they got at the end were these ablative discs that they realized will actually let people avoid their taints a little while or their vulnerabilities by it absorbing the damage versus it giving you resistance. So if you already had resistance and you still need to take half, you could use it, which is kind of relevant if you're super low hit points. Yep. Like if you're resistant to fire and you're going to take 10 fire damage and you have, 6 HP, you could take, 5 of it into the disc and then, do that. So, anyway... you guys have 2 weeks before school begins. I'm not calling it downtime yet, because we're going to keep that as a school time mechanic. So what do you want to do in that 2 weeks before school?
I'm going to go to that newly discovered burned area and practice.
What do you mean, newly discovered burned area?
Where the Drafar are.
The mechanical trees?
Yeah.
And practice what?
Either controlling the fire or just generating lots of extra fire, seeing how hot I can actually burn. Because I've not actually had a good test area.
Oh, if you want to test, they have a test area that tests that shit. Like, you ask, hey, I want to test my powers. They'll have a tech in there with you, and you can test your heat.
Yeah, I also want it less documented. Just so I can see myself without too many others actually measuring me.
Okay. Yeah, you can go off and do it in the forest. The not forest.
Yep.
I think that's what I call it. It's the not forest.
And I get to find out if Bridget's camera drones are fireproof.
Yes, they are.
Especially the one she sends at you.
Uh-huh. There's a little red dot. You eventually find it's fireproof. All right. So that's a couple days. You spend a week doing that, or is that just... Okay.
During my quote-unquote downtime.
Yeah, and then one more week of one more week of before school starts and official downtime happens. What do you do for the other week?
I guess, do we have access going back to family members?
Yeah, you can go back.
We'll spend the last then week with my aunt and uncle.
Okay, sounds good. Natalie. This is not on the sheet yet. This is pre-game stuff.
Right. Well,
where did my pen go?
I think I'll see. I will check in on Q.
Okay.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. He said he found two of his favorite berries. They're super rare, and he's showing me he eats one. He gets like an inch longer.
Hmm. Hey, could you, if you find another one, could you save one for me?
But they're my favorite.
I might be able to find you more if I know what they are.
But they're my favorite.
But I could find you more
you don't understand. They're super rare. I don't think that's popular anymore, ever.
Okay, but remember that one guy that I hang out with? Not the fire one, the other one. With the talks to plants guy.
Yeah, Quiz.
Yeah. He knows plants, so maybe he knows what plant that is, and he can find you more.
What if I got him, like, a seed?
That could work.
He goes...
Thanks.
And then two little seeds pop out.
Did you just have one?
Maybe.
All right. I let Chris know that I have a seed that I want him to look at.
Hey, I'll try to grow it in the room.
Fantastic.
Glowing berry bush. You don't know what it is yet, but it's glowing and it's berries.
And they're purple.
And if you do not close your door, Q will eat them the minute they finish growing.
Yeah, no, even closing the door, Q can switch into anything.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure out a way to get like a hydroponic box kind of, or like a little greenhouse.
Yes, because I have a bunch of other plants that I'm going to want to learn how to grow.
Yeah. And what else? It's a week of getting, you know, Q comfortable again. Do you spend a week with Minerva?
Yeah.
And your family?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super, you know, they take to being new parents like a duck to water. They've done it once before, and they're very happy, and there's less restrictions on them than there was with you.
Right.
Because of, you know, the school, because of, you know, you had a lot of testing done.
Right.
By Thetico.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how, like, the horrible things that Thetico did to you, like, forced you through, and you don't remember it. And you don't remember any of that.
Right.
And you realize that's a time spin.
Right.
Like, that's a difference.
You guys good? Anything weird happen while you've had her?
No, she's great. I mean, she doesn't cry much, which is kind of weird for a baby, but...
Right.
She's... good. She's her wet nurse is awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Angie?
Angie's been great, you know. She even, like, helps cook and clean if we're busy. You know, she's been an absolute rock star. You know? Daniel, we pay her very well, but she does a lot of work. So you pay people for what they're worth.
Exactly.
Alright, so that's your 2 weeks before school.
She just heard it.
Of course she did. Art, you're 2 weeks before school.
Well, I'm going to check in on Bruce and how he's fitting in at the new school.
He is absolutely thriving. He thinks someone caught him commanding an animal, which is not great. Because now they know he can do it. But he managed to bribe them not to talk, and he doesn't know how long that's going to last. He wants to know if he can come visit you, and you were basically telling him, like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah. He does say that the freshman class is smaller than it was supposed to be because one trio got siphoned off to go to your school, which is the first thing you've heard about the new class coming to the school.
Okay.
And that's all you guys can really talk about because you are being monitored still because you're not supposed to talk about where your schools are and what they do. Actually, no. The other ones aren't secret. The three feeders aren't secret. So that's the one that's... Because there's the one in New York, there's the one down in Texas, and then there's the one in, California area. I'm going to write that down, because I forgot to note that.
From my history, the feeder school I was from the Southeast.
Yeah, because that's so, where... So it'd be
like Florida, South Dakota, and then...
Cali.
Alright, I can't write for shit. Feeder.
Yeah, because Bruce went out east, so he'd be the one in Florida.
Whoa.
Well, she's offered there's a whole team that went missing from my school.
Yeah, maybe you'll know them.
They were his team. I wasn't there when he joined because his team filled my slot.
Yeah. Florida, South Dakota, Cali. Bruce. Someone. That's not words. saw is animal command. Yeah, and it was he stopped a gator, but it stopped and did exactly what he said, and he's bribed them. All right. He doesn't know how long that's gonna last. Okay.
And then I'll go back and see Dad.
Yeah, you didn't spend a week, and then you spend the rest of the 2 weeks with your dad, and you bring your siblings out whenever you can. He's super happy to, and he basically asks if you can do, like, he wants to do a day with each of them. One day you manage to manifest all of them except Sarah, but you realize that you can't move from that spot. As soon as you do, they start to waver. So you're like, I guess I'm just gonna sit here for.
An hour or two.
I'll stay here as long as I can. If they disappear, that's because I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And while you're sitting there, you hear a voice in your head and says, "You're almost ready."
Hi, Sarah. What am I almost ready for?
You'll know.
Thanks. So you're precog also, huh?
All of us have our powers.
Yep.
My guess is at 8th level, you're getting something.
Maybe.
Or when he ups that power set again. Yeah. Or, you know, that's not a power set. That's your boon.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's, you get the impression maybe it's when you hit your next tier. Like, you know, like, I think you're in the heroic tier right now. It's the next heroic, like, 11th level is what you think.
Okay.
Like, you can write that down. 11th level, Sarah has something for you.
That goes over here.
But for that whole hour, you can talk to her and actually get to know her a little
bit. Yeah, I will spend as much time talking to her.
Well, as long as you can maintain your, like, without moving for yourself, your siblings to come out. Like, your dad is having a ball getting to play with all his kids.
Yeah.
Except you. And he knows you, you know? And he doesn't know Sarah exists. So, as far as he's concerned, he knows you well enough, he can get to know them now. You can ask her 3 questions. If you want. That's I'm allowing you 3 questions.
Sorry.
It's all good.
3 questions for Sarah, huh? Do I just be the jerk brother like I am?
Do whatever you want. I'm not stopping you.
So how uptight are you?
My purpose is protecting you, you 7. You 6? CHIVRA.
Yes.
Yeah, you. My purpose is to protect you 6.
So, because there's 6.
CHIMERA. Yeah, my purpose is to protect you 7. That is my sole purpose of existence. Until something changes. So I'm as uptight as I have to be.
So let's see. What else should I ask Sarah? Well, I think that'll be it. You know, I'll just do small talk and.
Yeah, and you'll get that she's isolated for a reason, and that she is much more powerful than you guys are. But you get a feeling she is intensely lonely, and talking to you is good for her to not be maybe a murder monster when she comes out. Yeah. You may want to make time for this occasionally.
Yeah.
However, she won't do it in the presence of the others. They fear her. They've known she existed forever, and they fear her on a psychological, on a deeply psychological level. Almost a primal level.
Yeah.
You don't have that fear of her. So she can talk to you like a normal person.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind for the next time I do this. Although the campus is not going to know what hits them when all 6 of the siblings come out and...
Yeah.
Go out and have fun.
Yes.
Okay. And so you have no more questions for her?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
I will keep it in mind. I will make a list.
All right. So school comes in crashing like a wave. And you guys are introduced to the new class. And the new class is introduced to you guys. You're basically told you're not going to interact much outside of, like, some being super advanced math, you know, like academic. Some people are super advanced, and they might be in the same classes as you guys. But more often than not, you're not going to interact with them, even the Cape track. And you'll realize that the Cape track is significantly smaller. It's 5 teams. Unlike you guys have, there's like 11 teams, you guys. There's 5. And you realize that they're only bringing the best of the best now. They're not. It was not like a scattershot of everybody who could potentially qualify. It's only if they would qualify to be big shots. And the other teams are, you know, that means that the feeder schools are getting more powerful because they're not taking all the people with real chops. Five teams. And also, they're coming with their own teams. They're not coming in as individuals.
Yeah, here everything sorted itself out.
Anyway, so, yeah, like I said, 5 teams, and they are... They're driven. Like, they probably won't compete directly with you. Because they're level 3 and you're level 7. Yeah, but they might want to spar, you know, and you beat them bloody, you know, and it's really bad for them, but especially your team with your extra summons, and like, former Team 11, now Team
Echo,
they won't even spar with them. One time they sent put a kid in the med bay for like a week. No one wants to spar with them anymore. And they, an update on them. Team Echo is getting even more reserved. They're not even being shitty to Mirage, which is weird. They've been drug tested hundreds of times. Everything comes back clean. But you guys saw them puking black and exuding black, like, black sweat. So, something's going on with them. That might be something you want, that would be a mystery to look into. Yeah.
Just because they get tested doesn't mean they're not on something.
Exactly. It also doesn't mean they're testing for every single thing. It's just the like
they're being stuff. Tested for all known power enhancing drugs, and all known like power enhancing hormones and things like that. All right, so after that, you know, you get to know the new teams. You get to you at least meet them. There's no one who really strikes your fancy. Like, oh, I have to hang out with them right now, because they're new. They're kids, even though they're not. You know, like, effectively, you guys are the age of seniors in high school, even though you're only sophomores here.
Yeah.
So, but then you're the oldest class, so you're always like seniors here. There are no upperclassmen to come in and fuck with you. There's been talks of bringing in capes who aren't necessarily the best trained as like upperclassmen to learn to get some training, but nothing has happened officially. But that is something that has been talked about. And those ones you might care about because they would have at least some experience. But these are just kids. We're going to come into our first official downtime rules, like I talked about in the last one briefly. I'm blatantly stealing this I'm blatantly borrowing this from Dimension 20's Fantasy High Junior Year. I modified it slightly, but it's basically giving stratified rule or structured rules to downtime so that we can move the story along with that instead of me just giving them things to do. So I'm going to have them go one by one. We'll start with Art, because I think he has his shit already planned out. And then we'll move over to, Rob, if you have something that you would like to do, like, interrupting, like, hey, I might be able to help with that, stop, and maybe we can, you know, stop him, or stop me, and maybe you can, you know, pick. So, Art, what is the first thing, what is the DC 5 check you'd like to make? What track are you going to use?
That's going to be the relationships.
That was a very easy check for you. Would you like to waste one of your very easy checks on Your DC is 5. DC 10 is the DC 10 is the like perfect result.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So like a DC 20, like 30 isn't going to help you as well. Well, actually, correction. It will. But you're cool with that? If you're cool with that. Okay. What relationship are you trying to build?
It's going to be with Tori.
Okay. Tori Snow. Snowflake.
Yep.
I don't think you can fail this roll, considering it's a persuasion check.
Yeah, even natural ones turn to tens.
Uh-huh. However, you could still crush it with a really bonkers
roll. Well, I figured it with the crab boil, I might do a nature check instead, because are you only allowed one per...
No.
No.
You use your skills. If you like to use nature, I mean, you basically can't fail that either, and it's DC 5.
Yeah, because the nature's at plus 9, so...
Then your minimum is perfect, unless you net won it.
Yeah. Yeah, now that you've put that out in the air. Nope, I'm good. I rolled a 5.
Perfect. Alright, and it's for Tori. And, did you do a crab bowl for the whole fucking class?
Yes.
Or just the top teams?
No, the whole class.
Okay. Just Cape Side or the whole thing? That'd be a lot of crab.
That'd be a lot of crab. It's fine.
You realize you don't make you're not making a stipend right now.
His father helped.
Well, no, I'm thinking we did get
the
bounty from the armor.
Okay, so yes, you can swing it pretty easily then. So you do a crab boil for the whole, it's crab stew, right?
Crab boil.
She wanted a crab boil. So you do Opelio crab boil for the whole fucking class. And...
Welcome back, class. Welcome back to the school, yeah.
Yeah, only for your class. No newbies.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. And she tucks into it and it's just like... Her eyes go bright. Like she comes over to you after she finishes her second bowl, and it's like, when did you learn to make this? This is phenomenal.
I got a recipe from a friend a while ago.
Who is this friend, and why do I not know them?
Spoilers.
Unfortunately, it's classified and I can't talk about it right now.
You met him on a mission? That's even cooler. How did you convince them to give you this? Why would they give you... Never mind. Okay, that's awesome. And she's just super friendly with you. And, you know, with a roll that... So, you did roll nature instead?
Yep.
You did not roll persuasion?
Yep.
Okay. So, essentially, that was the cooking roll. See how good it is.
Yep.
And she's absolutely enamored with it. And she's like... If you ever want to cook anything, I'll trust you. Just let me know, and I'll be there. Whenever you're cooking, I'm in. Mm. And she gets she's mildly flirty, but she's super nice to everybody, so it's not overt.
Yep.
But you definitely think you hit a little, you know.
Yep.
And we're gonna do
not fast, but make sure that
single heart out of 3. And yeah, it went really well. Absolutely crushed that. And the crab boil went phenomenally. She wants to eat your cooking. Okay. What's your DC 10?
It's gonna be mystery.
Okay, what mystery is it?
I'm actually going to see if I can get a sample of whatever ooze comes out of Echo Team and do parabotany on it.
Fantastic.
I have this selected as my DC 5. I'm going to use my sleight of hand.
Skill. Oh, to get the sample?
So you're using mystery as well?
Yeah, that's my DC 5.
Can I cast guidance?
You're gonna guide one of them, each of them once. Are you gonna use it on this?
No, not on this.
The low check?
These are all low checks.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys are tag teaming that, perfect. Roll your roll this. You'll give him advantage. Well, actually, yeah, you'll give him advantage if you succeed.
It's DC 5.
Don't roll a 1.
That's an 8.
Even better. So I'm going to allow you to pick of the three. You can either get puke, sweat, or well,
it's a 26 total. Maybe I get all.
You know what? Yeah, you can get puke, sweat, and then
it's 21 above
bowel movement, basically. And you managed to get all that, and you're kind of grossed out about yourself, but you did it. You crushed it. You crushed the check, and you're like, "Here you go, Chris." He's like, "Fuck yeah, that's exactly what I need." crush that prepare botany check for me.
You can do it. Oh wait, I can't give you inspiration. Hey, you don't need it.
Oh, that's a 19 plus 6 for a 25.
All right. Get samples from E team. Okay. Parabot on E team. And what's your and what? How hard did you smash that?
I rolled a 19.
Oh fuck! Okay, you get everything.
19 plus 6 for Parabot.
What you're finding is it's not a drug. This is a natural extract that would not hit anything like that. And it's the thing is it's in the same family as what so you would have been informed like when you like decided you were going to focus on parabotany that. Zip is actually a natural excretion from another super.
Okay.
Crimson. And they have synthesized it since, but the original is a natural excretion. This is probably the natural, like the plant equivalent of
plant
it.
Okay.
That is not, but it looks like it's less harsh. But, because you rolled so well.
It's addictive.
Well, no, it was already incredibly addictive. And, like, lose your powers if you don't take it. That's Zip in general. But it's probably mixed with something to create a biological strengthening effect as well versus just powers. And that's why it's coming all out of them. Is that it's essentially, it's like they cut a steroid with a magical steroid, basically. And under your, the roll that well, it is seriously detrimental to their health. Not even long-term, in the short-term. There's, if they're not getting regular blood transfusions and regular, healing from a magical healer, they should be dead.
Ah.
Like, we're talking organ failure in 2 or 3 weeks. It's, but they're fine, which means that there has to be something they're either using or taking that is keeping them alive.
And their handler would not be able to, they can't hide from the handler this long without the handler having any suspicion. Because
either that or the handler is the one that's
supplying them
with the healing and the extra stuff.
Yep. So we should definitely take this up to Joker. Shinsoku.
Yeah. So that the next one is going to be.
Thank you. Well done. You were fine.
But we teamwork that.
Yeah, that worked out very well.
Right. Would anyone else like to do one in between, potentially? Or do you want to just let Chris go down the list?
We can continue. I'll interject as needed.
Okay.
So my third is the standard academics.
Okay.
Just because I don't want to fail out.
It's my second.
Okay. And, pick a... Give me an argue of a skill for me. Probably intelligence based.
Yeah, I know. probably going to go technology.
That's totally relevant. I would let you do that. Yep.
Just because I'm better at that than some of the others.
Would I be able to roll medicine?
No, that'd be in this, like paramedics is part of the other side. Okay. It's cape shit. How'd you do?
I rolled a 10 plus 6.
You made it. You are passing all your classes with A's right now.
Yay!
That works.
Okay, what you doing for your 20?
I'm gonna
cape academics.
Cape epic. Yep, because I know I'm not gonna fail that.
All right. So that gives you
Because it'll get me a 22.
Minimum is 22, so that's like a B.
Yeah.
You could potentially get an A if you roll.
If I roll
13.
13 or better. It's 10. Nope, that's a 10.
Would you like to use your guidance from Natalie?
Or a stress die?
Or a stress die to reroll?
Or both?
How do you get rid of the stress ones again?
By relaxing.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and.
Stress reroll? Or
stress reroll.
Or D4? Or both?
You have a 50-50 shot.
No, I'm going to do the stress reroll.
Okay. First. Now, and what skill are you getting the disadvantage on? Or what ability check?
Probably be popularity.
No, it's not on a check. It's like pick a skill, and next to it you'll write like a little S, which gives you disadvantage. Or you can do initiative too, because it's an ability check.
I'll do initiative.
Disadvantage on initiative.
Yep.
So put an S next to your initiative bonus.
But you could have picked, like, religion.
You could have picked something that's not totally relevant to you.
Or athletics.
That's okay. I'm perfectly fine.
You can write stress next to it, and then you can relax to get rid of it. Roll it and see if you beat the 10. 16.
Yeah, there we go.
There's an A. All A's. Yeah, you crushed it. You did your bard thing. You did your healing thing. You can also use your power check for that, by the way. Power, or basically based on your class or your power check, whichever you prefer. Like if you have expertise in one, not the other, do the one you have expertise in. All right. Would you like to do a 25?
Yeah, I'm going to do popularity.
I think you're going to do just probably okay at that.
You didn't name your skill.
Oh, yeah, it was performance.
Or persuasion would have worked, too.
Or power.
Yeah, you could use any of those. So that is a 10.
16.
It's not on the list. No,
not on the 16. List.
16. So you're no more popular. Your crab boat went over really well. But, like, a third of the class doesn't eat crab. And they were like, he didn't make anything for us. And that's why they don't shun you so much. It's just, like, they don't actively seek you out. 25 and popularity fail. Nothing nasty, just a failure. And then for the 30, you want to do a relaxation to see if because you're looking for a net 20 anyway.
Yep.
It's just a wisdom. It's just a flat wisdom check. So looking at 20s only. Nah.
Nope. 15.
30. Relax.
You want to take a stress roll and try it for it again?
Why would you
do
that? All right. Loa or Nat? Well, Loa or...
We'll do Loa.
Loa, 5.
Because he's already done his 5.
Yep. What's your 10?
My 10 is just extracurricular.
What's the extracurricular?
Exploring more of the island. It's a huge island.
Yeah, it's 10 miles across. It's a big island.
Just going out there and seeing what is actually out there.
Okay. And what are you rolling for that? Survival, probably?
I could do survival. I was thinking maybe stealth, just so I'm not...
Oh, stealth to sneak around.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Stealth, people
I'll
watch,
it.
Too.
I'll allow stealth. So, you decide that you're going to make your way over by the new dorms. Like, they put up a new tower for the new class. And you hear... would it be a tower for them? Or it's literally fucking 15 kids. Let's just say...
We lost several.
Yeah, there's more. They just put them in the same building as you guys. So, you know, you're out wandering over up at the visitor center. And you hear people talking inside. And you look inside, and you see FSA people coming in. They hand off a briefcase to Joker, and then go away. And as you're kind of like, oh, okay, that's normal, like drop off a thing. You see the math teacher, who hated Travis, walk in the other door, and a teleportation pod appears. All that's inside is a single briefcase. She takes it and walks out.
That's weird.
That's weird. Too bad I don't have somebody to cast invisible on me so I can just run up and run away with it.
Yeah, that would have been good.
If only she was there with you.
And replace it with an illusion of it.
I mean, was I there?
Grabs briefcase.
No, now I feel bad.
No.
Was I supposed to help?
No.
Was I not? I was not there. I'm assuming that I was not there.
Unless you make that part of your extracurricular.
Center.
I go and help Loa.
Here's the thing. She walks in. She waits in front of it. It appears. She grabs it.
Didn't she get expelled?
No. Her other version did.
So it's your 15 now. With a good roll like that, you're also going to hear that at least one of the kids in the new class. Actually, I think I'm going to say rumor gathering can also be an option.
Okay,
you want to write that down? Rumor gathering. Which is stealth will be relevant for, or if you're being social, then it'd be persuasion or something like that. But with a roll that good, you're also going to hear one of the younger students has already breached the network and got shut down immediately, but like has already breached the network and tried a GPS ping and almost succeeded. You'll hear Joker grumbling about that as he's walking by away. So at least one of the kids doesn't give a shit about the rules, which is probably a problem. But they didn't get caught. They just know that someone breached it, and Veronica had to seal a breach.
Gotcha.
Oh, on the topic of Dido, she said she is not done.
Okay.
She'll need at least another week or two. Someone should probably use one of their things to go see her,
standard academics.
And what skill are you using for that?
I still want to try medicine for health class.
I'll allow it. I don't think you can fail, can you?
I can.
I don't want.
I'm a 2, yes, I still will fail.
Would you like to use her 1 guidance for yourself?
I'll take stress.
Okay. What are you putting it in?
Performance.
Okay.
It's a 2. Son of a bitch.
That was a bitch, my friend. The 3. Would you like to use the guidance to now?
So that a 3 would put me at 5?
Wait.
No, wait. Wrong skill. I was looking at performance. That would put me at 14.
Wait, hold on. You only need... Oh, yeah, you need 1. So, 1. You need 1
take
point.
The guidance.
You have the Bardic Inspiration die, too.
Oh.
Yeah, I have...
Yeah, each one of you got 1.
I would use the Bardic because that comes back quickly.
You only get 1 for the entire...
Only 1 for, one for the
one
entire...
1 per person?
Per downtime.
Then I'll take the guidance...
Which gets you success.
Yeah.
You get C's. Well, actually, you could roll well and get like a B.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a D4. One. You get a C.
All right. Then Cape Academics.
And what skill are you rolling? Or what skill or power are you rolling for that?
Power. I only have the one power.
Roll it.
I am.
Don't suck.
I will.
You changed dice? He didn't change dice. Boy's waiting for failure. 10 on the die.
So 21.
That's like a C plus.
Plus a D8. Because this was the last one I had planned to do.
Anything else is gravy?
Yep. 26.
That's an A.
Good job.
All right.
And I'll do a stress roll.
A relaxation roll?
Yep.
It is a flat wisdom.
Okay, so I need a 20.
Yep.
Unless I do rumors as well.
Rumors would be you have to pick something to roll, and then you roll like stealth or something else to roll for it.
Yeah, I'll do rumors because there's no real penalty for
someone catches you.
Yeah, but I don't see that as a permanent
penalty. Not yet, no.
So I'm rolling stealth for rumors.
If you know, she's gonna crush it when she can't fucking pass without a trace on herself.
Yeah.
And does it. Or do you have the hat that gives you pass without traces in action?
I do?
Some one of you does.
No, I have.
Oh, you've got.
I have the belt buckle.
You should do. Yeah, you could do that.
You cast it on me before I go doing your dirty work.
I let
work.
You do it once. It's a once a day thing. I let you do it once per thing. So I had 10 to that roll.
Okay, so that's a 7 plus 10 plus 11. For 28. So I beat the rumor.
Yeah.
Yep.
The biggest rumor you hear, the relevant one, is that there's something wrong with one of the feeder schools.
Yeah, they're Nazis.
A team went missing. No, a full team, not your team. Like, a full team over the summer off the face of the earth. It's just gone.
They're Nazis.
Understood.
Yeah, and it's from the South Dakota team. South Dakota school.
Okay, so not my school. And now for relaxation.
Roll a 20.
Almost.
None of your rolls have really been all that great, have they?
Never. Just the times I needed to be high, it's not high.
Yeah.
And the 30 was relaxed, and you failed.
Yep.
The thing you want to do that's the hardest you do first.
Okay.
So of that list...
Oh, God, standard academics. 100%.
Yeah, she needs her straight A's, otherwise dads will be upset.
Exactly.
All right, so pick an intelligence skill and roll it. Doesn't matter what intelligence skill. Investigation could work.
Well, what is that?
A 6.
Fantastic. I failed.
No.
Plus 8.
5 is... The first one is at 5.
Perfect. Yeah.
So you got a 10, you got A's.
So 6 plus 8 is 14. So she passes. You get A's.
Fantastic. Okay. Next. Kid. Mystery's next. Paul, I've been bouncing her nonstop. 19 for mystery.
19 for mystery?
Yep. Okay,
and what mystery are you picking?
I don't care what mystery. Whichever one hasn't been done yet.
Or we could clue her in on the math teacher.
Yep. You want to help figure out what's in the briefcase the math teacher just picked up?
Yes, please. I want to go invisible and I want to take that...
It's okay. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Clue in on the math teacher.
It's mystery.
Mystery. Yep.
Oh, here. So make it a power check.
Yeah, I haven't read anything hidden yet in that section, so just 10, mystery.
I rolled 19.
19 total?
Yeah. 19 plus 8.
Oh, because you crushed it. Okay.
Yeah.
So you go invisible and you follow her, and she opens up the briefcase, and inside looks a bunch of, like, magazines. Which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so you figure out that as you watch, she decodes them with a a little decoder ring she pulls out. Mm. And she writes out a note, and it says that Siren Raid Imminent. It says Raid Imminent.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid dorms and primary academic halls.
I saw her open it.
You saw her like write it out before burning it. You were in her classroom.
I was gonna say, can I take a picture of it?
Are you willing to risk the camera sound?
I have my phone on silent.
She's in stealth mode.
I'm in stealth mode.
With a roll that well, you go to stealth check, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you succeed.
Well, technically that was an illusion check.
Oh, it's even better. Okay, perfect.
So it was avoid.
Avoid dorms and academic halls.
I make sure to get her in the picture, too.
Okay. You take a couple.
Yeah.
And all it says is raid imminent, avoid this. Avoid those two places. Okay. So now she's doing now the 15. What's your 15? You have cape academics as well, which is like your cape classes, which you would use your power check to do, or another skill if you prefer.
I don't think I have a problem with my cape academics yet.
Well, not doing it means you get an F for this.
Oh stretch. Shit! Cape academics. I rolled a 19.
Add your illusion.
Yep.
Or whatever your highest combat-related skill, like acrobatics.
Acrobatics could also be it.
That's also 8.
So yeah, 27. Yeah, she crushed it. A's. Okay, we're almost done here. Be a short episode, but that's fine. Next. 20, right?
Yep, we're on 20.
Alright. You want to do relationships? You want to do...
I want to do an extracurricular.
What's the guy? What is it?
Pets.
Oh, you want to find other people with pet powers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I rolled a 16.
Plus your animal handling?
Yeah. Animal is plus 9.
Hey, it's 25. Yeah, so you get the best result. You actually found the animal companion club.
Fantastic.
And there are a couple kids who joined. I have not decided who they are, but I will give you their names next time.
Fantastic.
And they will be the next role you make will be at advantage because they want to help you because you helped them out.
Awesome.
You get one more. So
yeah!
25. What are you picking for 25?
25 is gonna be
relaxing.
No.
She hasn't done any stress.
Zero stress yet. 1, 2. We're gonna
popularity
do...
rumors. Rumors.
Rumors.
That's a rumor gathering is a new one.
It's a new one. I'll write it in for you.
Okay, thank you.
Because there's nothing that can go wrong if you fail.
Oh, hell yeah, I want to do that. I rolled a 2.
You can...
If I roll
the... You have advantage because of succeeding in the last one.
Oh.
8.
Doesn't sound like it beats a 25.
I can't write for shit today. God damn.
Perp.
Hold on. R-U-M-O-R-S. Okay, hold on. So, if you're using stealth,
yep.
You can cast Pass Without Tracing yourself.
Yeah.
That's 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add the D8 from him.
Oh, yeah. You get a...
And your own inspiration. For your own guidance.
You can't. Oh, yeah.
7.
I think she succeeded.
8 plus 10 plus... What's your...
8 and 8. She rolled an 8. You rolled an 8 right now?
Right. And what's her stealth?
Her stealth is...
Probably
11.
Oh. Yeah, so that's
30?
10, 20, 20, what?
8, 7, and 10. So she's adding
7 21. On the dice, okay.
She's adding 21. She's got a 36.
36, yeah.
Now they just crack
it. Do I beat it?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
The next rumor you hear is... I hadn't considered him beat the rumor that hard yet.
Well, you think about it in the next episode since we're getting cranky.
I'm almost there. We're right at the end of this.
Yeah.
The next rumor you hear is that one of the cape teachers, you don't know who, is a transparent sympathizer. They're the people who are, they're trying to, like, make it so you can't wear masks as a cape, and that all cape information must be made public. Mm-hmm. And that one of the cape, specifically the cape teachers, is a sympathizer. But you don't know which.
I don't know who. We got a new mystery on our hands.
And then you have no stress, so there's no point rolling into the 30.
All right, we're good.
All right, and as you guys finish that, and Friday rolls around, it's time for you guys to end, and we'll figure out what happens in the next assessment in the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Sorry. Good night, everybody. I'm so sorry.
Bye.
Goodbye.